Shalom Aleichem, everybody, and thank you for coming to learn more about the Kinyanei HaTorah. Hopefully, as we continue this march toward Matan Torah, and we're able to internalize these Kinyanim. The 39th Kinyan HaTorah is Uma Amido Al HaEmes. Some have it together with Uma Amido Al HaShalom, but I'm going to assume that we're going to keep them separate as two separate Kinyanei Torah. Ma Amido Al HaEmes, that a person sees someone else making a mistake, and he corrects the mistake to make sure that the truth ultimately prevails. Obviously, as we well know from the Mishnah much earlier in Pirkei Avos, the truth is one of the pillars of the world, and therefore it is critical for us to maintain a sense of emes. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and when one practices emes, and one is interested in emes, he is in fact fulfilling mahu afata, to be mistabik bidrachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the ways of Hashem, and to express MS in the way that we can. Now, I think that there are two different categories of Ma'amido Ala MS. The first category is in learning Torah, and probably that's really what this Bryce is talking about, or Mishnah is six parak, so it's really not a Mishnah, but that's really what this is talking about. Really talking about probably in learning, that if you're learning with somebody else, very often in Chavrusa learning, there are other factors that come into play, emotional factors, social factors, in terms of getting your point across to your chavrusa. And we are people of integrity, but more than that, we care about the integrity of the Torah. And that always has to be first and foremost. And Chaim Volozhin famously tells us, Torah l'shma does not mean l'shem anything but l'shem Torah. That we're learning Torah because we care about the integrity of the Torah. And very often when a chavrusa is learning with another chavrusa, he wants to show that he's right. He wants to show that he's smart. He wants to show that he's sharp. He wants to be able to say a chiddush. One does not always have to have a chiddush. One has to be able to find the MS. Our own Rebbeim have taught us this quite well. I remember when I was in Rav Baruch Simon's shir in my early admissions year in yeshiva, one of the hallmarks of Rav Simon's whole Derech HaLimud is Pashtus. Don't get fancy. Try to understand simple words. What are they trying to tell us? How many times throughout all the years in Rav Shechter Shir can we remember that there were days where Rav Shechter didn't say fancy Torah? He would just read an Amud or a Daf of Gemara, just making little haras, pointing out just how to read, what Rashi's saying, just because if there are no chidushim to say or that need to be said, just what's the MS? What's the MS of Torah? And that's always going to be the guiding light. So in terms of learning, yes, absolutely, Ma'amido ala emes, that we should be interested, not ma'amido al my side or my way of thinking, ma'amido specifically ala emes. And then, in a second category, and that's outside of Talmud Torah. In life in general, there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Hocheach Tochiach that one has to give mussar to his friend and correct inappropriate behavior that you see in other people. But I just want to draw your attention to two diyukim over here. First of all, it doesn't say mochicho ala emes, that let him know, show him that the right thing. It says ma'amido ala emes. No, ma'amido. Amida is tarti mashma. Amida can mean standing as opposed to sitting, and amida could also mean standing in place as opposed to moving forward. And those are two critical ways to be able to enable someone to arrive at emes, to arrive at a vision of what is right and what is proper. First is ma'amido. Sometimes a person is so caught up in something and he's moving so quickly. Ma'amido, just stop him for a second. Say, slow down. Let's think about this. Let's think about where this is going. If you fire off that text or that angry comment, where is that going to go? Is that going to help? Is that going to help accomplish your goals? Slow down. Slowing down very often will promote a greater sense of emes. And second, ma'amido, as opposed to moshivo, don't humiliate the person, don't make him feel lower, don't have him take a seat. Ma'amido, have him feel good about it, lift him up, and through lifting him up, he'll come to a recognition of emes. And then another diuk is, don't let small problems become big. Ma'amido ala emes means stop things in their track. Sometimes you're too shy, you don't want to do anything about, you see something that's sheker, something that's not right happening, and you just let it spiral out of control. Deal with your problems when they're still small problems. And when you deal with problems that are still small, they're fixable. There are solutions for such problems. When you don't deal with them, and when you're not mamid, when you don't stop, and it just keeps on growing, then we get into trouble. And I'll just close with the words of the Zohar. The idea of the Zohar HaKadosh in Vayikra Tzaditas, where the Zohar writes that when we're mamid divrei Torah la'emes, we're zocha shediyukno chakuka lefnei HaKadosh Baruch, that the most yukno of each of us is engraved in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously a reference to the image of Yaakov Avinu, who is the pillar of Emes among the Avos, whose image is on the Kisei HaKavod, the image of the Adam, is the image of Yaakov Avinu, and we all have that image when we achieve this level of Emes.